Hallelujah. 各位长子弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, ministers and brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起学习的道理题目是请你接纳我。
The topic for our mutual encouragement this afternoon is please accept me.
小时候听过一个童话故事。
When I was young, I've heard of this story.
很久很久以前。
Many years ago,
有一个国家里面有一个王子已经长大了。
There was a kingdom. Now its prince has come of age.
想要结婚了。
And now he wants to get married.
但是在他自己整个国家里面都找不到合适的结婚的对象。
But within the whole kingdom, he could not find one woman that he likes.
因为那些女生啊，都只想讨好他。
Because all those women, they try to flatter him.
想得到荣华富贵。
They just want to receive riches.
所以他不喜欢这些女生。
So he didn't like those women.
结果呢，他就去环游世界。
So he went and traveled around the world.
希望啊，可以找到一个合适的对象。
Hopefully he will find someone that is suitable for him.
啊，是很自然的，是可以得到这个，啊，他可以跟很舒服的在一起的。
Someone that is very natural and that he can be comfortable with.
但是他都还是找不到。
But he still could not find one woman.
很失望。
He is very disappointed.
有一天，一个大雷雨的一个晚上呢。
One night, evening, it's a big storm and raining very hard.
突然间呢，在门口啊，有一个人呢，被淋到大雨的一个女生啊，来敲门。
There was a woman knocking on the door. It's a woman. She's very wet from the rain.
她说我是公主。
And she said, I am a princess.
我可不可以在你的这个城堡里面呢过一个晚上？
Would you allow me to stay in your palace for one evening?
但是皇后看她穿的这个普通啊，淋雨那么普通的一个人，怎么可能是公主呢？
But the queen saw that she is dressed so like a peasant and it's very, and there's nothing special about her. How can she be a princess?
看完了，她讲说好，那么我试试你。
So the queen says, I'm going to test you out.
她叫那个仆人呢，在她的床铺上面呢铺了20层那个垫子。
So he asked the servants to put 20 sheets on top of the bed.
在最底下面呢放一颗豆。
At the bottom of the bed, he put there is a bean.
让她睡觉。
So that allowed her to sleep on this bed.
隔天早上呢，就问王后了，就问这个公主，这个女生。这个所谓的公主。
So the next morning, the queen asked this woman that came that claimed that she was a princess.
你昨天睡得好不好啊？
Did you sleep well yesterday?
一开始啊，这位公主说还好啦。
At first, the princess says, "Well, it was all right."
皇后继续问她，真的睡得很好吗？
But the queen continued ask, "Really?"
不断的追问。
Continue to ask her, "Did you really sleep well?"
这个时候，公主啊才不好意思了，这样讲。
Then the princess said, replied this way.
很诚实的讲啊，其实我睡得不好。
Very honestly, she says, in fact, I didn't have a good night of sleep.
整个晚上都没有睡觉。
I didn't sleep at all, in fact.
为什么呢？
Why?
哎呀，在我后面啊，背后啊，不晓得什么东西硬硬的，很奇怪。
It feels like there is something very hard on my back.
哇，把我这个背啊，弄到很痛啊，红肿啊。
So my back is very uncomfortable.
哇，他这个回答让那个皇后听了很欢喜。
And when she replied this way, the queen was very happy.
她知道这个真的是公主来的。
And then she knew this is truly a princess.
因为只有公主的皮肤啊，才肉嫩到啊，可以感觉到20层垫子之下的有一颗痘。
Because only a princess with very soft skins that she is able to felt the bean under 20 layers of mattress.
哇，所以你真的是公主啊。
So you are truly a princess.
这个女生很自然。
And this woman is very natural.
讲话也很诚实。
She's very honest.
一下子呢就跟王子聊起来。
And then she was able to have a good conversation with the prince.
王子也很喜欢这个女生很自然，一点都不跟其他的女生一样。
And the prince liked her a lot, that she is very natural and not fake like other women.
当然了，每一个童话故事最后的结果就是说，公主跟王子结婚，过着幸福快乐的生活。
Of course, in every story, they always ends in a happy ending that the prince and princess they live happily ever after.
但是这个只是个童话的故事。
But this is just a story.
啊，也是想象出来的，不是圣经里面的故事。
It is not from the Bible. It is out of people's imagination.
但是这个也告诉我们好几点哦。
But there are a few points that we can see from the story.
其实这个故事里面讲到很多接纳的一个问题啊。
It talks about acceptance in this story.
像这个公主，她长得很平常，或者是她淋着一个大雨，照在门口，要人家接纳她。
So this the princess when she first appears, she is. She dressed very normally, and she was wet from the rain, that she needs acceptance from others.
如果她被赶走了，可能之后就故事都没有办法发展。
If she was cast away, then the story cannot progress any further.
如果她因为讲话很老实，而皇后不喜欢她的话，当然也没有以下这个发展。
But if she is very honest, but the queen didn't like her, then there will be no more story as well.
其实我们人与人之间其实常常会存在一个关系上的一个问题。
So between men, when in our relationship, we need to work on our relationship. We have issues.
那么神造我们每一个人很特别。
It is a miraculous thing that God has made us everyone very special.
我们每一个人都长得不一样。
We all look very different.
每一个人的个性都不一样。
Everyone has a different characteristic.
甚至我们手指头的指纹呢，每一个也不一样。
Even our fingerprints, everyone has a very unique fingerprint.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But this is what the Bible tells us.
人与人之间的关系要美好，一定要彼此的接纳。
If we want to have a good relationship with others, each other, then we need to accept one another.
可能我跟你不一样。
Maybe you and I are very different.
但是我们也会请你来接纳我。
But I ask you to accept me.
圣经里面有讲几点呢？我们要互相的接纳。
There are a few points mentioned in the Bible that we should accept one another.
第一，我们要彼此接纳，就是在彼此的互相的接待上面。
The first point is that we accept one another in receiving one another.
我们看《使徒行传》的28章第7节。
Let us take a look at Book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 7. Verse 7, there was an estate nearby that belonged to Polius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and for 3 days entertained us hospitably.
这里告诉我们，保罗还有他的同工们是坐船呢，要去罗马。
Here, Paul and his co-workers, they were on a boat. They were traveling to Rome.
要么有些兵丁要把他带去那边呢，见该撒王上诉。
The soldiers were to brought them to the Caesar to appeal.
但是呢，那个船呢，在旅途当中呢，被大风大浪打破了。
But due to the storm, they encountered a shipwreck.
他们呢，差点就死亡。
They almost lost their life.
但是结果没有死。
But at the end, they didn't lose their life.
船呢，就靠到岸上。
The boat was able to safely go onto a shore.
这个时候啊，整条船所有的货物都已经没有了，掉到海里面。
All the cargo on the ship has been lost to the ocean.
276个人了，很多很多天了，差不多十几天了都没有吃东西啊。
About 270 people for 10 days they didn't have anything to eat.
晕船晕了那么久啊，你想想看，感觉会是怎么样？
If they are seasick for so long, you can imagine how bad they must feel.
又饿。
They are very hungry.
又累。
Very tired.
又晕船。
But they are seasick as well.
要想家
，They are thinking about their home.
这个时候，他们漂流到一个海岛上面。
At this time, they have drifted away to an island.
这个时候呢，在最需要帮助的时候呢，有一个人出现了。
When they needed help the most, this person appeared.
这个人呢是这个岛的长官啊，岛长叫做布白流。
He is the chief of that island, and his name is Publius.
他接待保罗还有整个船上的人。
He has received Paul and everyone else was on the boat.
尽情款待三天。
He has welcomed them and entertained them for 3 days.
这个是不容易做得到的。
This is not something easy for people to do.
说回来啊，保罗那个时候的身份是个囚犯。
Going back to Paul's status, he was a prisoner.
因为传福音被抓了。
Because he was preaching the gospel, he was captured.
被送到罗马的当中。
He was being sent to Rome.
也是被绑住的。
He is in chain.
很多兵丁看守他。
A lot of soldiers is guarding him.
这些人几百个人呢，跟那个岛长一点关系都没有。
All these hundreds of people, they have no relationship at all with this chief of the island.
当然，竟然这个岛长那么有这个好客的个心情啊，尽情款待他们三天。
But the chief of the island was so hospitable.That he took care of them for 3 days.
尽量吃，尽量用，尽量休息。
You can enjoy as much as you want, and you can rest in my place.
当然，打开自己的家给他们呢。
Open up his home for them to enjoy.
所以有时候我们接纳一个人呢，是从接纳他那个人的身体开始的。
So when we accept a person, first we take care of his body and his well-being.
你跟那个人很好。
For example, if you're a very good friend with a person,
你接纳他。
And you accept him.
如果他要来你家里,
if he wants to come and visit your house,
你会说很欢迎啊，来啊。
You'll be very welcoming to this person.
因为你跟他，你接纳了他了。
Because you have accepted him.
像布百楼一样。
Just like this Publius.
那么接纳弟兄姐妹，接纳神的工人呢，有什么得到什么恩典呢？
So when we accept and receive and welcome the workers of God, what kind of blessings do we have?
第八节.
Let's take a look at verse 8. His father was sick in bed, suffering from a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him, and after prayer, placed his hand on him and healed him.
不白流本来不信耶稣的。
Publius, he didn't know about Jesus before.
因为他接纳了神的工人来。
But because he has accepted, has received the worker of God.
保罗看到, 诶, 他爸爸生病了,
Paul observed that his father had a fever.
这个痢疾啊, 非常严重了,
and it's very serious illness that he could die from it.
这个荒岛上面,
it is just an island, they might not have very good doctors to take care of him.
保罗给他按手祷告,
so Paul prayed and placed his hand on him.
很奇妙, 奉耶稣圣名给他按手祷告,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, he prayed for him and it was healed.
所以接纳弟兄姐妹,接纳神的工人来你家里或者是款待啊,是一定会得到神的祝福的。
So if you accept or welcome holy workers to come to your house, you will be blessed.
有一次,有一个传道人打电话给一个弟兄说,我要去你家访问。
There was a pastor, one day he called up a brother and he asked him, I would like to go to your house to do a visitation.
这个弟兄很高兴。
This brother was very overjoyed.
Oh, 传道, 你来。
You are very welcome. Please come.
那晚上呢, 传道人就去到他家里。
That very evening, the preacher arrived at his home.
去到他家里的时候呢, 发觉他太太啊, 生病了。And
they realized when he got there that the wife was sick.
躺在床上, 很辛苦。
Was laying on the bed and suffering.
传道就问他了, 到底怎么一回事啊?
And the pastor asked him what happened.
他才不好意思讲。
And then he told the pastor.
原来啊, 那一天早上啊, 这个弟兄啊, 洗杯子。
And that very morning, the brother was washing a cup.
啊, 因为里面很多茶的痕迹啊, 所以他把那些漂白水啊, 倒在, 加白水啊, 漂在那个, 把杯子啊, 要把它泡着。
Because there are some stains in the cup, so he put in bleach into the cup to clean it up.
杯子又没有放好。
But he didn't put it in the safe location.
就放在桌上。
He just put it on the table.
太太回来很渴。
When the wife got home, she was very thirsty.
哎,好,先喝一口。
It's very thirsty, so she took a sip of the water.
哇,一喝了就把半杯这个漂白水加水了喝下去了。
So she drank half of the cup, and then she drank that bleach in the water.
这个肚子啊,这脚痛得要命。
So she feel stomach ache pain very much.
我们加拿大的医疗系统啊,说是免费的,但是你也要有命可以等到。
In Canada, although it's free to go to the hospital, but you need to wait until they are able to help you.
有人肚子痛了, 去急诊室等了9个小时,从很痛等到不痛了,回家算。
Some people, they have a very serious stomach ache, they went to the emergency room, they had to wait 9 hours, and later on when they are not in pain anymore, they just go home. So they don't know what to do.
感谢主, 刚好有神的工人来访问了, 就帮助祷告。
Thank God that the holy worker was able to get there and pray for them.
很奇妙, 祷告完之后, 嘿, 慢慢舒服一点了。
Very miraculously, after the prayer, she was feeling much better.
又走之前再祷告一次, 又舒服了一点。
And before they left, they prayed again, and she felt much better again.
哦, 还会讲话。
And she was able to speak.
还会开玩笑。
She was able to tell jokes.
跟她老公说, 你为什么要毒死我啊?
Why are you trying to poison me?
啊, 开玩笑啦, 她知道老公不是故意的。
Of course, the husband didn't do that intentionally.
所以啊, 爱心的接待, 尤其是主内弟兄姐妹或是教会神的工人来我们家里，是自己得到福气的。
So if you welcome a holy worker, brother or sister, out of love, then you will be blessed.
罗马书第12章。
Let's take a look at Rome chapter 12.
13节。
Rome chapter 12, verse 13.
罗马书12章13节。
Rome chapter 12, verse 13. Verse 13, share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
这里说圣徒缺乏要帮补。
Here it says, we have to help those who are in need.
我们嘴, 爱心不是只讲在嘴巴上面。
We don't just say it in our mouth.
啊, 平安啊, 神祝福你啊。
May peace be with you.
但如果他生病, 你没有去看他。
But if he's sick and you do not go visit him.
他生活缺乏, 物质, 我们没有去帮助。
If he is in need, but you do not help him.
哦, 那么这个爱心呢, 就不完美了。
Then your love is not perfect.
所以信徒缺乏要帮补。
So if they are in need, we need to help them.
那么这里说, 客要意味的款待。
Here it says, practice hospitality.
有人开玩笑, 这个中文说, 客要意味的款待, 说以后你来我家里, 我煮一味给你就好了。
In Chinese says, you just cook one dish for the person who are visiting you.
当然是意味也可以了, 但是这个原文不是这个意思啊。
Of course, you can just cook, prepare one dish, but that's one, not the original text mentions.
这个一味的款待, 这个原文这个字啊, 有两个意思。
In original text, there are two meanings to this phrase.
有追求的意思。
Some to end up pursuing after something.
什么叫追求?
What is pursuing after something?
你要接待的话，你要去争取的，不是说别人说，哎呀，他都没有人接待，去你家可不可以?
If you want to welcome someone to your house, you need to ask for it. Not that they don't have anywhere else to go, so they come to your house.
你要自己争取，说弟兄姐妹来我家，传道只是长老来我家。
You have to ask them, brother, sister, or minister, please come to my house, so I can welcome you.
已经在英国有一个执事开餐馆。
When we were in UK, there was a deacon who owns a restaurant.
那时候教会刚刚才开始啊，还没有 没有很成立。
At that time, the church was just starting up, and then they have not yet established a chapel.
英国的信徒每个都是开餐馆的。
In UK, everyone owns a restaurant.
啊，自己都是很会煮的。
They are very good cooks.
啊，那个时候联总啊，或者是海外有传道人去到英国了。
So some workers from IA or from other brothers from abroad visited UK.
每天三餐怎么解决呢
？How do they take care of the three meals a day？
哎，有一个执事说，来我餐馆吃。
There is a deacon says, come to my restaurant.
中午也来，晚上也来。
Come here lunchtime, dinner time.
哇，这个会吃掉很多东西啊！因为一整个礼拜、一整个月吃掉不少。
For a whole week, for a whole month, you can come. It's okay.
其他人都没有人敢讲说，哎，来我，来我这边啊。
Not anyone else dare to say, please come to my restaurant.
就是这位只是说，来我家，来我家，来我店。
But this deacon keeps saying, come to my restaurant.
很奇妙。
Very miraculous.
接待完之后呢？
After he took care of them,
他的生意啊，他的 sales 哦，慢慢好像飞机起飞这样越来越好。
The sales, the business pick up very good.
神会补助给他嘛
？God will repay him.
其他姐妹弟兄姐妹看到了。
All the other brother and sister saw this.
以后不可以那么自私啊。
Don't be so selfish.
有客人来啊，要分啊，分一点，我们也可以接待一点。
Don't be so selfish, taking care of all the
夫妻不可以你拿光啊。
You cannot. Get, you cannot just hold on to all these blessings. You need to share with us some. So everyone asks to take care of the brother and sisters. Please come to my home or my restaurant.
结果大家都得到祝福。
So everyone received blessings.
你现在去英国看到啊，五六七八个会堂都很大，都很漂亮，都是他们餐馆做的生意啊。神祝福他们回来的。
So now, if you go to UK, you see 5, 6, 7 churches. They are all very beautiful, and they God's blessing.
所以要接待啊，要追求，要自己争取机会。
So you need to pursue after the opportunity to take care of other people.
原文这个字啊，跟 be po 啊这个字啊是一起用的。
In the original text, it is the same word as persecution.
哎，这个很奇妙啊。
It's very miraculous.
就是你很想接待到你，像 be po 一样，那逼你，你一定要来，你一定要来这样。
You really want to take care of this person, almost like you are persecuting this person to come to your house.
保罗传福音啊，给李迪亚的这个家庭啊。
Paul has preached to Lydia's family.
But Lydia 是一个卖布匹的一个妇人。
And Lydia was a woman who sells purple clothes.
保罗讲说啊，去麻烦人家住他吃，他也不好意思。本来传完福音给他，洗完礼就要走了。
But Paul didn't want to bother her family too much. After baptizing them and preached the gospel to them, he wanted to leave.
Lydia 不给他走啊。
But Lydia did not allow him to leave.
如果你以为我是真心主的，你要让我接待你。
If you believe that I'm truly believing the God, you have to allow me to take care of you.
哇，这好像硬来的哈，逼迫这句话拿出来，保罗当然就不敢走了，就好了，让你接待。
So since she said this, Paul has to stay to let her take care of him.
好像逼迫一样。
As a persecution.
有一次我去开世界大会啊。
There was once when I attend the world delegate meeting.
哇，一天七餐啊。
There's 7 meals a day.
啊，最后那个总负责起来接待的单位啊，就起来讲话了。
And then the GA stand up and spoke.
他说不好意思，让各位代表啊，这几天啊，肚子被逼迫啊。
And I'm sorry, we have persecuted your stomach these past few days.
每天开会，那为我都吃水果啊，吃点心啊，吃饭啊，哇，每天肚子都在逼迫一样。
Every day when during our meeting, we have fruits, we have a lot of meals and desserts.
这个代表热情的款待。
This is serving with love and zeal.
所以我们要接纳，首先从接纳对方的人。对方的身体开始。
So when we accept the person, we accept this person's body and take care, good care of his body.
彼此的接纳。
And his needs.
第二点呢
？What is the second point?
我们要接纳信心软弱的。
We have to accept those who are weaker in faith.
我们看罗马书的第十四章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书第十四章的第一节。
The Romans chapter 14, verse 1. Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters.
第二节。
Verse 2. One man's faith allow him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetable.
第三节。
Verse 3. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him.
第一节这里说信心软弱的人你们要接纳。
Verse 1 it says, accept him whose faith is weak.
保罗为什么会这样说呢？
Why would Paul say this?
因为教会里面呢、啊每一个人的信心的程度 不完全一样。
Because within the church, everyone has a different level of faith.
有人信了很久。
Some people have believed in the Lord for a very long time.
有人刚刚信。
And some are just newly baptized.
有人道理很懂。
Some people have a very deep understanding of the truth.
有人呢是因为恩典而入门的，对道理一知半解。
And some people, they have come in the door out of grace of God. They have not yet know the truth too much yet.
有人信心很好。
Some people has a very good faith.
有人呢信心就软弱。
And some people has a weaker faith.
但是保罗交代当时的信徒。
But this is what Paul instructed the member at that time.
如果有人信心软弱的话，你尽量去接纳他。
If you see whose faith is weak, go and accept him and take care of him.
不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Without passing judgment on disputable matters.
当时有什么东西他们在辩论的呢？
So what are the things that they are disputing at that time?
他们辩论说到底什么可以吃，什么不可以吃。
They are wondering what should they eat and what they cannot eat.
有人说信了主就不应该吃肉了。
Some say once you believe in the Lord, you are not to eat meat.
他的信心软弱，他觉得信了主不应该吃肉。
They don't want to be weak in faith, they want to eat just vegetables.
有人说没有关系啊，我信心很好，我道理很清楚，信了主什么肉都可以吃。
And some says, I have a very good faith, I can eat everything that I want to eat.
还强迫那些不吃的肉一定要吃，不然他没有信心。
And they persecute those who do not eat meat.To say you are no faith that you do not eat meat.
教会就因为这些东西啊，不是很重要的东西啊，而生了一些辩论。
And because of these little matters, there are disputes in the church.
那保罗这里告诉我们呢，有几样事情呢是不可以做的。
And here Paul tells us there are a few things that we ought not to do.
第一啊，就是不要辩论所疑惑的事情。
First is not pass judgment on disputable matters.
什么叫疑惑的事情呢？
What is disputable matters?
这是啊，不是圣经里面讲的绝对的真理。
That is not.The absolute truth recorded in the Bible.
但要怎么洗礼，这个不用辩论的很清楚了。
About how to baptize people, we don't need to dispute this because we are very clear.
要守安息日，这个很清楚，不用辩论。
That we should observe Sabbath, this is very clear. We should not dispute over it.
但有一些东西呢，这圣经没有讲得很清楚。
But there are some things the Bible did not portray very clearly.
像吃肉这个东西。
For example, are we allowed to eat meat?
没有错，神是给我们的，每一个人所有肉都洁净的了，也可以吃的。
Of course, God has allowed us to eat meat. Everything is clean.
我吃素啊，我不吃肉啊。
But some people, I only eat vegetable. I don't like to eat meat.
没有关系，你只吃素也可以。
But it's okay if you only want to eat vegetable.
这跟得救没有关系的。
It has not.Has no connection to salvation.
尤其是你不是很清楚那个事情，也不要去辩论它。
Especially if you're not very clearly knowing what to do, do not dispute.
因为辩论的越多啊，都会引起越多的这个不明白、不了解。
Because the more you dispute, the more you will not understand what it is.
会让听的人呢会更软弱。
And those who listen to these disputes, they will grow weaker in faith.
当时来说啊，当然这辩论所谓吃的问题了。
Of course, at that time, they're disputing.About food.
如果辩论所或者是谈论的是人事的问题呢，也是会让人软弱的。
And if you are disputing or talking about human matters, it will make people weak as well.
这里保罗说啊，第二不但只不辩论了，还有这里说啊，不论断。
Here it says, not only do we not talk about these disputes, we should not.Pass judgment.
第三节啊
，Verse 3.
吃的人不可以轻看不吃的人。
The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not.
不吃的也不可论断吃的人。
And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does.
为什么呢
？Why?
这句话很重要。
Why?
神已经收纳了他。
For God has accepted him.
神已经收纳他了。
If God has accepted this person.
所以虽然他跟你不一样。
Although he is very different from you are.
可能在你眼中他很软弱。
Maybe in your eyes he is very weak.
但是因为神已经收纳他，所以你也要收纳他。
Because God has accepted this person, you should do likewise.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你是谁呢？
Who are you?
仅论断别人的仆人呢
？Who are you to judge someone else's servant?
他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在。
To his own master, he stands or falls.
而且他也必要站得住。
And he will stand.
因为主能使他站住。
For the Lord is able to make him stand.
这里保罗告诉信徒不要彼此的论断。
Here, Paul tells the believers, do not put pass judgment onto each other.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他是主的仆人。
Because he is the servant of God.
每一个信徒都是主的仆人。
Every believer is the servant of God.
那么他的主人自然会跟他论断。
And his master will judge him.
你不用论断别人的仆人。
You don't need to judge other people's servants.
有这种心态的话。
And if you have this kind of mentality,
如果看到有人信心软弱了,
if you see someone who is weak in faith,
你接纳他,
then you accept him.
但是软弱, 你还是接纳他。
Even if he's just weak now, let us accept him now.
不看, 不论断, 不辩论。
Let us not look down on him, let us not have dispute, and let us not place judgment.
有他的主人在。
His master is alive.
像我有以前有机会去非洲啊。
Before I had opportunity to go to Africa,
尤其是那个小岛上面,
I visited an island.
我看到他们那个螃蟹在海上面抓起来啊。
They can just catch crabs from the sea.
我很高兴啊，以为今天晚上有螃蟹吃。
I was so happy that I thought we have a crab for dinner.
结果他们抓了，哎呀，马上丢回水里面。
But once they catch, they throw it back to the ocean.
我说啊，为什么？
I asked them why.
哇，这个好吃啊。
I told them this is very delicious.
哎呀，这个不洁净啊。
And they say this is unclean.
哎呀，这个没有肉啊。
It has not much meat.
啊，这个很好吃。
But I told them it's very delicious.
但是你不想吃，我也不逼你了。
But if you don't want to eat it, I will not force you to do so.
下次你抓到我，拿给我吃。
Next time, if you catch one, just give it to me.
啊，你不吃没关系啊。
If you don't want to eat, that is okay.
接纳你。
I will accept you.
啊，你也接纳我。
And you accept me.
我去到那边聚会，就敲锣打鼓的。
When we go there to have service, we have a lot of instruments.
他们没有那么漂亮的钢琴。
They don't have a beautiful piano like we do.
这个钢琴要七八万高加币，他们怎么可能买得起？
This piano is very expensive. They may not be able to afford it.
给他他也不会弹。
Even if you give it to them, they will not know how to play it.
他们就拍手啊，打鼓啊。
They clap their hands and they hit their drums.
没关系，我去到我接纳你们，这个也很好听，我也跟你一起拍。
But that's okay. When I go there, I'll accept you. This is very wonderful. I'll do the same thing as you
do. 我不一定认同你，但是我接纳你。
Maybe I don't agree with you, but I'll accept you.
第三点啊。
The third point.
这是彼此的接纳。
He's accepting one another.
罗马书第十五章的第七节。
Rome chapter 15, verse 7.
罗马书十五章第七节。
Roman chapter 15, verse 7. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
这里保罗告诉我们弟兄姐妹。
This is what Paul tells brothers and sisters.
圣经的话，不单只是保罗的话。
This is the words from the Bible.
你们要彼此接纳。
Accept one another.
接纳呢，是一定是彼此的。
Acceptance comes both ways.
不能说只有一方面。
Not just one side accepting the other.
两方面都同时接纳的话，两方面的关系就会好了。
If the both parties can accept one another, then they will have a very good relationship.
像夫妻之间。
Like husband and wife.
夫妻关系怎么会好呢？
How can a husband have a good relationship with his wife?
丈夫看到先生很多的缺点。
丈夫看到
太太很多的缺点。
If the husband sees a lot of shortcomings in the wife,
太太也看到很多先生不顺眼的地方。
And the wife sees something, shortcomings of her husband.
没有办法在一天之内或者是一年之内马上改掉。
They may not be able to resolve this issue within a day or a year.
甚至有一些人，有些夫妻说，我跟他生活三十年了，还没有办法改掉。
And even some couple says, I've lived with this person for 30 years and he still cannot change.
但是为什么他们可以在一起那么久?
But how can they be together for so long?
了解他吗?
Because they understand each other.
接纳他们。
Because they accept one another.
你暂时没有办法改,那是我了解你。
If you cannot change right away, but I understand.
那么我也有软弱,你也要接纳我。
And if I have my weakness, please accept it also.
为什么要这样呢?
Why?
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because this is what the Bible tells us.
这里说要彼此的接纳，如同基督接纳我们。
Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
彼此接纳的基础是因为基督已经接纳我了。
The foundation for accepting one another is because God has accepted us.
你想想看，基督是我们长怎么样的时候来接纳我们的呢？
When did Lord Jesus accept us?
我们跪在洗礼那个水里面的时候，我们是一个什么身份呢？
When we are kneeling in the rivers.What kind of status do we have?
我们是不是把自己弄得很好、很完美了，才来到神的殿呢？
Did we put up good makeups and make ourselves perfect before we come to the temple of God?
刚好相反。
It is the complete opposite.
我们来认识神的时候
，When we come to know God,
是个罪人。
We were a sinner.
有所有的罪在我们身上。
We had all kind of sin upon us.
灵修从零开始。
We start from the ground. We have no spirituality at all.
一点好行为都没有。
We had no good doings.
道理也不明白。
We don't know any teaching.
但是因为神怜悯我们。
But because God has mercy on us.
所以我们祷告，神就赐圣灵了。
So when we pray, God gave us the Holy Spirit.
有困难祷告，主就帮助我们了。
When we have faced troubles, God help us.
这种接纳呢，是完全的接纳。
This kind of acceptance is complete.
我们前几天看到一个新闻。
A few days ago, I saw news.
在温哥华，那个 Charles 街那边呢，两个屋子中间呢，有一个 baby 的尸体发现了。
In Vancouver, in Charles Street, between two house residents, there was a dead body of a little baby.
为什么会 baby 的尸体包在那个包布袋里面呢？
How come there was a baby's dead body being put into a bag, plastic bag?
因为有人生了孩子出来啊，不见了这个孩子。
Because someone gave birth to a little child, but they did not receive this little child.
放在袋里面了，就丢掉了。
They put it in a bag and throw it away.
我们知道有些落后的国家，有些生了是女的，那就丢掉。
There are some third world countries, if they had a little girl, they would just throw it away.
有些生了个残障的，拿出来少了个眼睛，那就丢掉了。哦，这个不要。
If they give birth to a baby that has defects, they will just give it up, throw it away.
但是在另外一个国家，我碰到一个妈妈，一个我们的姐妹。
But there is in another country, I've met with a mother that's our sister.
她生了一个智障的，一个唐氏唐宝宝，唐氏宝宝。
She has given birth to a mentally challenged baby.
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
这种小孩你知道每个人的脸都长一样的。
And their face looks pretty much the same.
那么她跟我讲。
And this is what she told me.
当我把这个孩子生出来的时候啊。
When I gave birth to this child.
那些护士啊就跟她讲了。
This is what the nurse has told me.
你这个孩子哦，这个是智障。
This is a mental challenged baby.
你养他哦，累了一辈子而已。
If you take care of him, you will just suffer throughout your life.
你不要给他喂奶了。
Just don't feed him milk.
就走了。
And then he can just let him go.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你不喂他奶，他自然就会死掉。
If you don't feed him milk, then naturally he will just die.
那么你也省得麻烦。
Then you'll save you a lot of trouble.
以后再生一个说不定是正常的。
If you give birth to another one, it might be a normal healthy baby.
但是这个姐妹啊，那个时候还没有信主，但是她有这个观念。
At that time, even though she has not yet believed in the Lord, but she has this mentality.
这个是我的儿子。
This is my son.
这个我亲生的骨肉。
This is my baby.
他是缺陷的。
Although he has some shortcomings.
他是不完美的。
Although he's not perfect.
他是不好的。
He is not good.
但是第一，他是我的儿子。
But first of all, he is my son.
第二，我更要给他更多的爱。
Secondly, I will give him more love.
我给他更好的奶粉。
I'll give him better milk.
我更要来养他。
I will take better care of him.
这个爱很伟大。
This is a very honorable love.
为了这个儿子，放弃台湾的工作。
So for this child, she has given up her work in Taiwan.
因为台湾那种华人社会都会看不起那种智障的孩子。
Because in Taiwan, they look down upon these people.
为了这个孩子，移民到很远的国家。
For this child, she has moved immigrate afar.
她接纳了这个孩子。
She has accepted this child.
有时候我们问，我们有没有接纳我们自己的孩子
？Sometimes we ask, have we accepted our child?
我们会不会讲这样话？
Do we say such thing?
别人考试都九十几分了，你考了七十几。
They get 90 something in their when they on their test. You are only 50.
别人长那么高，你都那么矮。
They are so tall. How come you are so short?
别人那么聪明，你都那么笨。
How come they are so smart and you are so stupid?
我没有，有没有跟自己太太说
？Have you ever told your wife?
别人身材都那么好，为什么你这样？别人身材都那么好，为什么你这样
？How come they look so much better than you?
也没有跟你先生这样讲。
Have you ever told your husband?
别人钱都赚那么多，为什么你是这样
？How come they make so much money and you make so little?
如果有的话
，If you do this,
你的家庭一定不美满。
Then your household will have no peace.
因为你们没有彼此接纳。
Because you have not accepted one another.
你想象一下，如果一个家庭没有彼此接纳的话
，If you can imagine a household does not accept one another,
彼此的嫌弃
，If they despise one another,
最后会怎么样
？What happened at the end?
你不接纳我就走了。
If you don't accept me, I will go away.
父母不接纳我，我就不跟父母亲了。
If my parents doesn't accept me, I will leave.
我跟我朋友亲了。
I'll go with my friends.
夫妻不接纳，我就跟别的异性亲了。
If you don't accept me as my spouse, I will just go find another person.
所以圣经的道理是最好的。
So the truth from the Bible is the best.
你们要彼此接纳。
You should accept one another.
好像基督接纳我们一样。
Just as Christ accepted you.
基督在我们不好的时候就接纳我们。
Christ accepted us when we are not good.
基督不是等我们变得很好才接纳我们。
Christ didn't accept us. Well, he didn't wait until we are good, then he accepted us.
想想这一点。
If you think about this.
不好的时候我们已经被接纳了。
When we are still not good, he has accepted us.
我们还不能接纳弟兄姐妹吗？
Then can we not still accept our brothers and sisters?
这里说使荣耀归于神了。
Here it says, in order to bring praise to God.
一个家彼此接纳。
If in a house we can accept one another.
神在这个家里就得到荣耀了。
then God will receive glory in this house.
一对夫妻彼此接纳。
If a couple accepts one another,
神在这个婚姻中间得到荣耀了。
Then God will receive praise from this marriage.
一个教会弟兄姐妹彼此接纳。
If in the church, brothers and sisters accept one another,
神在中间得到最大的荣耀。
Then God is the one that is receiving all the glory and praise.
所以要彼此的接纳。
So we should accept one another.
第四点。
Fourth point,
我们要接纳神的工人。
We need to accept the worker of God.
我们看哥林多后书第七章。
Let us take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书第七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have exploited no one.
第三节。
Verse 3, I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts that we would live or die with you. This is what Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
告诉他们什么呢?
What did he tell them?
他说你们的心啊,要宽大。
He said, make your heart roomy.
收纳我们。
Have room for us in your hearts.
为什么保罗会这样写?
Why would Paul write in this manner?
因为当时的哥林多教会,
because at that time, the church in Corinth,
对使徒保罗啊有很多的意见,
they had a lot of judgments towards Paul.
他们觉得谁把你按着使徒的呢?
So they are wondering who has appointed you an apostle over us.
因为按照使徒的这个规定啊,
because according to the regulation of apostles,
怎么可以当使徒的? 要跟随过主耶稣啊。
In order to become an apostle, they must have followed Lord Jesus Christ.
跟过主耶稣三年了，才差派出去啊。
Has followed him for 3 years, and he was sent.
那么保罗也没有亲自的跟随过主耶稣。
Paul has not followed Christ personally.
那么他们对保罗啊，这个使徒的职分呢，有一些疑问。
So they questioned Paul's ministry with regarding to his apostleship.
也是因为保罗啊，在真理上是很站得住的，也对他们呢有点不客气。
But Paul was able to stand firm in truth, so he was not too timid.
但是保罗啊，这里请求教会。
But he asked the church.
你们，我请你们啊，心地宽大。
Please make room for us in your hearts.
接纳我们吧。
Accept us.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们啊，没有贪过、亏待谁的。
We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have
exploited no one. 没有败坏过谁，也没有占过谁的便宜。
We have not corrupted or exploited anyone.
我们再看那个哥林多后书的十一章第十六节。
Let us take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse
16. 11章第十六节。
Chapter 11, verse 16. I repeat, let no one take me for a fool, but if you do, then receive me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting.
这里保罗也在继续讲。
Here Paul continues.
那么虽然呢，有一些哥林多教会的人觉得他是愚昧的、愚拙的。
Although some take him for a fool in the church of Corinth.
但是无论怎么样啊，请你们也要接纳我了。
But please accept me.
为什么保罗这样讲呢
？Why would Paul say this?
其实保罗是神的工人啊，这一点是不容置疑的。
Was a worker of God, and no doubt, there's no doubt about it.
在保罗的身上有神的恩典。
With Paul, there is mercy and grace.
在保罗身上有神的大能。
From Paul, there is the power of God.
他到处去传讲福音，建立了教会。
Go around and establish churches.
虽然可能他在传福音方面，或者是在牧养教会当中啊，对哥林多的信徒啊，有一些得罪或者是不理想的地方。
But maybe in his ministry, he has offended some of the members.
但是啊，他还是神的工人。
But he is still a worker of God.
他想信徒啊来接纳他。
So he wanted the believer to accept him.
其实我们要有一个观念哦。
其实we should have this principle.
在教会里面呢，神安立了很多圣职的人员。
God has appointed, anointed many holy workers in the church.
有长老，有执事，有传道工人。
There are elders, deacons, ministers, and pastors.
他们都是神所安立的。
They are anointed by God.
我们看使徒行传的第二十章。
Let us take a look at Acts chapter 20.
二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 28 of the book of Acts. Keep watch over yourself and all the flocks of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
这里二十八节说，圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
Here it says, Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
当时说所谓的监督啊，就是教会的长老，就是教会的圣职人员啊。
The overseers refers to the elders, the ministers.
保罗在传福音的过程当中啊，安立了很多的长老。
Because in the ministry of Paul, he is ordained much elders.
当然了，也包括了一些地方教会的一些执事来服侍教会了。
Including some deacons and local church to serve.
但是保罗不是说我按立你们，不是这样讲。
But Paul didn't say I anointed you.
不是说我按你们做全群的监督或者是服侍教会。
He didn't say I made you overseers.To take care of the church.
保罗是说是圣灵按你们的，圣灵立你们的。
Paul said the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
啊，所以圣灵直接差派的。
Holy Spirit has sent you.
是经过人的组织、人的一个选择、人的这个方法，但是最主要是圣灵啊。
Through the regulation of man, but it's mainly Holy Spirit.
所以最主要啊，还是圣灵的案例的。
But it's the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
我们教会啊，感谢神。安立了很多长老、执事、传道工人来服务信徒。
Thank God we have the church has anointed many elders, deacons, and ministers to serve the believers.
可以说啊，他们也是毫无保留的。
And they have not hold back.
常常我在想啊
，Many times I thought to myself.
常常弟兄姐妹说，传道啊，你很辛苦，你很辛苦啊。
And they say, "Oh, pastor, you must live a very difficult life."
其实我觉得啊。教会里面那些义工的啊，当执事们的，啊才是辛苦。
But I thought those who are volunteers, such as the deacons, they are the one that is has a lot of hard work.
真的在教会里面当执事服务不容易。
It is very difficult to serve as a deacon in church.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们在社会上有社会上的工作。
Because in the world they have their own positions.
一天忙了八个小时啊，十个小时。
Every day they have to work 8 hours, 10 hours.
回到家还有家庭。
And when they get home, they have their own family to take care of.
然后呢，还要在其中的时间当中，还要挤时间出来来服务弟兄姐妹。
And they have to find time to take care of brothers and sisters.
做神的工。
To do the work of God.
还有呢，他们是没有钱的，没有领生活费的。
Also, they don't receive any compensation from church.
全部是义务的。
It's all volunteer work.
我们来看提摩太前书啊。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书。
1 Timothy.
第五章哦
，First Timothy chapter 5，
第十七节
，verse 17。
提摩太前书五章十七节
，First Timothy chapter 5 verse 17。
那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉；那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。
The elders who direct the affairs of the church will are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching.
这里圣经告诉我们了，要尊敬两种人。
The Bible tells us there are two type of people we should honor them.
第一就是善于管理教会的长老。
One is the elders who are well at teaching.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们很忠心的来管理教会。
Because they are very faithful in taking care of the church.
不吃劳苦的。
They do not complain
about the hard works. 因为保罗不能常常在他那边呢，所以安利长老来照顾教会。
Paul has anointed elders because he cannot be in one place for too long.
我去各地教会工作做圣工。
I have traveled in many different places.
我有一个感想啊。
And there is my reflection.
如果我去到那个地方
，If I come to a place,
没有执事们的配合来帮助我的话。
If the deacons of the local church does not work with me,
比如说没人带我去访问啊，没有陪我做成功，我根本没有办法做事情。
If no one has brought me around to do any work, then I'm not able to do anything on my own.
但是感谢神，正耶稣教会一个很特别的传统。
But thank God, in True Jesus Church, we have a very good tradition.
各地的长老执事都很爱主。
Local deacons, ministers, elders, they love God very much.
带着传道人呢去做成功。
They have bring the pastor along to do many holy works.
所以这种人。教会的善于管理教会的长老，当然也可以包括圣职人员了。我们要敬重他们的。
So the ministers and the elders, we have to honor them.
劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
And especially those who work hard preaching and teaching the gospel.
所以不单止我们要敬重，我们也要接纳。
So not only do we honor them, we should accept them.
最后我们来看诗篇四十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 49.
诗篇四十九篇。
Psalm chapter 49,
第十五节
verse 15.
四十九篇第十五节
Psalm chapter 49, verse 15.
只是神必救赎我的灵魂，脱离阴间的权柄，因他必收纳我。
But God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me to himself.
为什么我们要讲接纳的道理啊
？Why do we speak of the truth of acceptance?
因为有一天我们每一个人都要被神做一次最后的接纳。
Because at the end, we need to receive acceptance from the Lord.
这是圣经所说的。
This is what the Bible says.
神啊，你救我的灵魂啊。
Lord, please save my soul.
有一天我断气了。
One day when I gave up my last breath.
如果有一天我们每一个人都会面对这一分钟、这一秒钟哦。
Every one of us has to face this moment of our life.
如果我们有机会最后一个祷告的话。
If we can do our last prayer.
要讲什么？
What should we say?
应该讲这句话。
We should say this.
神啊，你收纳我的灵魂。
Lord, please redeem my life.
你要救我的灵魂脱离阴间呢。
Redeem my life from the grave.
为什么？
Why?
那魔鬼都来抢灵魂了。
Because Satan will come and try to get hold of me.
在跟离世之前呢，看到很多弟兄姐妹的异象的见证。
Before a person passed away, we have heard about the testimony of many brothers and sisters.
有时候魔鬼会吓他，说我要抢你的灵魂啊，把他拉走。
But Satan will appear and try to scare him away that I'm taking you away.
不用怕，我们靠着祷告。
But let us not be afraid. We need to rely on our prayers.
我们已经是属于主耶稣的人了。
We belong to the Lord Jesus.
没有人可以把我们抢去。
No one can take our life away.
我们最后的祷告。
In our last prayer.
主啊，你要救赎我的灵魂，脱离阴间啊。
Please redeem my life from the grave.
因为你要收纳我。
You will surely take me to him yourself. So at the end, we need to ask God to accept us.
唐诗啊。